This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof,
Grr. Welcome, it's Big Bear Mark here, and tonight I'm in the studio with Just James. Hey, James.
Hey there, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. We want to give a big thank you to the guys from Family Matters.
We do indeed.
We love those guys.
Always matters.
And I have to say, Beck's puns are getting worse and worse. They really are, aren't they?
I'm scared now. I'm starting to wonder each week before we hand over what's coming up.
What is Beck
going
to say?
What's Beck
going to
do? Yeah, scary stuff.
Exactly. We opened the show with Treaty by Yotha Yundi, of course, because
perfect.
It's Australia Day.
Absolutely perfect.
What do you think of Australia Day, James?
I think it's a great thing to celebrate. I think it's got, you know, pros and cons. I'm a believer in change of the day. I'm from New Zealand, you know,
yeah.
There's lots of stuff in the background, but I'm very pro the whole idea of, you know, promoting, being proud of what Australia stands for and what it's become.
I agree.
It's a fabulous place.
Look, I was originally from Scotland.
Okay.
I was only one when I came across, but I've
right.
Been here all my
bubba.
Life. But I did naturalize. Became naturalised, I think it was in 1997
Nothing
or 96.
Nothing natural about you, Mark.
No, definitely not. And but the controversy around moving the date has become huge, hasn't
certainly
it?
Certainly has. It certainly has.
Do you think we should?
Look, I'm a believer because I think there's hurt and there's pain. And I think when we celebrate something that caused so much hurt and pain, I think it's questionable.
Yeah.
But I think that the problem is people get this whole thing around change of the day means ignore the day, or, you know, that we're somehow saying it's not okay to have Australia Day. That's not the point. The point is, yeah, fabulous. This is an amazing country, fabulous people, but let's not celebrate what we did. And you know, I feel it particularly because we're all British background, but
yes.
My British heritage is really strong. And I'm certainly not proud of what we did. Not proud at all.
Well, yes, and I'm definitely not. As a Scotsman, I suppose, obviously what happened in when we colonised this country, it wasn't great.
It wasn't great. And if we celebrate it, you know, if we celebrate it on a different day, really, is it that big a deal?
And I agree. I mean, maybe later in the year, maybe we can find a better date for this holiday. I still love the public holiday. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still love the reason for it.
I mean, the reason for Australia Day is genuine. It's absolutely, it's a wonderful country. I live here, you know, like I lived 30-odd years in New Zealand, and I loved living in Australia. I really, really do.
Yes.
I just think that celebrating what we're celebrating is very painful for a lot of people.
People, yeah. Talking about celebrating great Australians, tonight we're celebrating a great Austrian.
A special guest,
a
though.
A special guest.
Like someone who really, really does call himself like a wannabe and soon-to-be Australian.
Exactly. We're talking about, of course, Patrick, who is Mr. Vic Bears for one more night.
Just one more
night. One more night, because obviously we'll talk about Mr. Vic Bears, but Mr. Vic Bears is tomorrow night. So we've got Patrick in the studio tonight, and we're going to be talking to him about his reign as Mr. Vic Bears and Mr. Australasian Bear.
Super conversation.
Super conversation. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, please do so. The numbers to send us a message, you can SMS us on 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. You're on The Woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So turn up the music and we'll never leave. We'll never run from the fun because we're bears, 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 bears.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You are on the woods.
That's cool, Mark. That's really like that.
A new little bit we're introducing from, I hope the producers of Adventure Time don't sue us. But
bears.
Talking about bears, we've got the top bear in the... Well, I don't know if he's top bear, but we've got the reigning Mr. Vic Bear. He's also the reigning Mr. Australasian Bear.
Whoa.
2016-2017.
He's hotter now than he was when he got the title.
He is.
What
he's looking good. He really is. It's Patrick, of course. Hello, Patrick.
Hey,
how are you going?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you for coming in and on your second last night as Mr. Vic Bear.
Well, I'm always happy to be here. Joy, it's always so much fun with you guys.
It is. Thank you. And it's great for us when you come in as well.
It's great for the eyes.
Oh, thank you. Sweet talker.
he's very pretty, and he's very intelligent and very handy in the kitchen as well.
Oh, really? I didn't notice the intelligence.
Yeah, he is. Patrick, why don't you explain to us, for people who may not know, what Mr. Vic Bears actually is?
Well, Mr. Vic Bears, he's the representative for the Vic Bears from Victoria Bears. So, yeah, he gets the title for 1 year and also can go into the... contest for Mr. Australasia Bear, which all the contestants from each state from Australia and also from New Zealand.
Don't forget the other state of Australia.
Exactly. No, I won't. Mr. Vic Bear, yeah, I was the lucky one for 2016, the last night for me now.
Yeah.
And
look, he's tearing up, but people can't see that. But
yeah, I'm a bit emotional.
We'll collect his tears in a while and auction them off tomorrow night.
What it is just like, the person who represents the bear community here in Victoria.
Exactly. Yes. And not only here in Victoria, well, you represent Victoria and Australasia.
And Australasia, yes.
All around the world as well.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, Mr. Vic Bears is on tomorrow night the Laird from 8 p.m. So come along. If you're one of the first people in the door, I believe they're giving away some Lazy Bear.
Tickets. No.
Not tickets.
T-shirts.
T-shirts and stuff
got some
from
good stuff.
Lazy Bear in America. Yeah.
Freebies.
Really good.
It's a free event, isn't it? There's nothing to get in.
It is a free event.
Yep.
It's in its fourth year.
Wow.
So we've had a Mr. Vic Bear. Tomorrow night is the fourth Mr. Vic Bear.
Right.
So we've had Aaron, Benny, and the runner-up, Dave, who sort of took over from Benny when he couldn't fulfill his duties.
Right.
Which is why the runner-up is very important. And, of course, Patrick was last year.
Yep.
So it's the fourth one. And then the winner goes on to, as you said, Mr. Southern, to represent
Australasia.
Vic Bears in Mr. Australasian Bear.
And they send some hot people from New Zealand as well, don't they?
Oh, Corey from that last year was great, lovely.
I remember one of my favourites was Lucien. Do you remember the gorgeous... Who's actually a Frenchman,
yes,
but naturalised New Zealander. I mean, hi to Lucien.
Yeah, Lucien was very nice. And again, lovely guy... Really nice to talk to.
Absolutely.
You know.
And intelligent.
Don't forget their intelligence. No. Exactly. So how does it feel to be your second last nine?
Yeah, it is. It's like a happy face and a crying face as well. Because it was an amazing year and I still have Mr. Australasia for a few months more.
Yeah, so you're not without a title.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I'm very happy to give it to someone else tomorrow because you grow and you build so much confidence up for yourself and you have many experiences and this stuff. And I'm really happy to give it to someone else that he can actually have the same experience like I had.
Mm.
And it's always sad to give something away.
I'm a little bit concerned that we're going to rip hair off your chest because, you know, that sash has lived there very, very comfortably for quite some time now.
Well, the Vic Bears made a new sash.
Oh, really?
So I can keep my one.
Oh, you get to keep it.
Yes. Don't worry, the contestants do get to keep their sash. They don't have to hand them over to the new person.
Oh, that's good news because yours is definitely seated there.
It's super cool.
And let's face it, some of these winners you wouldn't want the sash from the you understand. Look, we've had a couple of messages already today. Someone, don't know who it is, said, love the multicultural element in having an overseas-born Mr. Vic Bears, which is fantastic.
Wolfgur.
It is, yeah.
And I've actually been pressing the Vic Bears committee to get the Asian clubs involved.
Yep.
Because, let's face it, is Mr. Ostra Asian?
Mr. Ostra, yeah, absolutely.
And you got Tokyo, which is the largest bear club in the world.
Right.
You got Taiwan. You got a huge amount of bear clubs in Asia. Get them over. Get them to compete.
Indeed.
And we also had a message from guess who?
Disney. Don't forget the runner-up.
Don't forget the runner-up, Mr. Disney Princess Cam.
Oh, bless him.
He said, looking forward to hosting tomorrow night.
Cam, who should be here and should be another bum on the seat, but we'll forgive him.
We'll forgive him this time. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was there, I would take you on a picnic. Look in my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight-up grizzly.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a
bear. Big Bear Mark and Just James with you tonight. And we also have the current Mr. Vic Bears and Mr. Australasian Bear, Patrick, with us as well.
Brr. Brr. Hello.
Hello.
Quick comment about the song.
Yes.
The Brave Song, which was by Sarah Bareilles. Bareilles, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
That was a dedication from us to Robbie.
Yes.
Who's missing tonight, missing in action somewhere else. But we do know that, as we talked about last week, it's going to take a lot of courage for him tomorrow night. And we just want him to know that we're right behind him all the way.
Yes. And I can't be too impartial because I have to host. But
I can. I can be as impartial and pro Robbie as I like.
Well, you see, the thing is, I don't have anything to do with the judging.
Well, this is true, Mark.
Unlike our guest tomorrow night, who will be part of the judging.
Not that we're influencing not him in any way at all.
Not
even a little bit.
No. I don't think there's anything anyone could do to corrupt you, could there?
I'm a very tough judge.
You're a tough judge.
Yeah. It needs a lot to change my mind.
Big softy, like all over the internet, all social media. Mr. Big Softy, yeah, you're tough.
Well, you know, I have maybe a soft outside, but a very hard inside.
I'm
sure you have.
I'm sure pastries and chocolates are meant to be the other way, aren't they?
It should be actually opposite.
Patrick, one thing I do want to talk about with you is with Mr. Vic Bears, what made you enter in the first place?
Because of the support I got. I got so much support from friends and family, and also the most support in a new country when you come from Austria to Australia was the bears here in Victoria.
Yeah.
And I just heard, and I also, my housemate did the same, Aaron O'Neill, and I just wanted to be a person who fights more for our rights and also for our people in our community.
Mm.
And it's a really good, great start if you go in competitions like this that people see your face. And I was the lucky one who won and got more, you know, opportunities to help. And yeah, actually that was the only reason, because I really want to do something. I want to bring my bit in, and I want to let the people know that I can do something for them.
Some say lucky and others say talented. And a really lovely man to boot. So, you know, it's not luck. It's more than luck.
Well,
it's
you must have had something going for you, because you went on to win Mr. Australasian Bear as well.
Mm. Yes.
So, now, you, as we said, you are judging tomorrow night. So, looking back when you did it, so what will you be looking for in the contestants tomorrow night?
Be yourself.
Be yourself?
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Just be yourself, because people can see if you try to be someone else.
Mm.
So just be yourself and be funny, because on those days we have always negativity around us and people don't want to see that.
Yeah.
People want to see happy people, and people want a little bit of joke in it and something to laugh, because people want to forget about the bad things. People want to have a good time.
Mm.
And I think that's the best thing what you can do, just try to make the people smile and laugh.
And you've certainly done a lot of that. Are there any special things that stand out for you in the last year? You're probably, you know, thinking like there were moments when you were particularly happy and, you know, particularly joyful.
Yeah, the last few weeks I was very happy with my roller skates. Rolling around. Thank God I didn't fall yet, so that's pretty good. That makes me very happy too.
I saw you and interviewed you for Joy Bent TV at Pride, the Carnival Day.
Yes.
When you were rolling around, and you looked very happy, I have to say.
I was very happy because it was an amazing day. When I got my title, I had so many plans what I wanted to do. And sadly, because of jobs and other things, you just can't do everything what you want. But I also set myself a very high limit. I don't want to give 100%.
Yeah,
I want to give 120. But at the carnival, there came many people up to me, which I didn't even know. And they said, oh, I follow you on Facebook and I see what you do and you do so great things. You're such a good representative, which I then said, I try to be better. And they said, no, you do this what we want. You make us happy and you are positive. And to be honest, it helped me for myself as well, the title, because I really tried to change a little bit into a better person, especially with Facebook, to be not so negative, to be more positive. Because just what I said before, people don't want to be always negative. Be positive, try to be a happy person, and also for yourself, especially when you have some trouble with yourself and with your private life and with jobs and this stuff. You can decide between being happy and make the best thing out of it, or make everything black. But then, you know, it just puts you deep in a hole.
Yeah.
So it's better.
So for people who don't know, Carnival's the opening of Midsummer, which we had last weekend. And I don't know even, what were you roller skating? What were the roller skates about?
I love the boogie nights. Right. And I was so inspired from Roller Girl. So I just said, well, when this can do a girl, a bear can do it as well. So I'm Roller Bear now.
So you roller skated at Carnival?
Yes, the whole day.
He was rolling around, the whole day.
I don't know how I missed that.
I don't know how you missed it either.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that I missed that.
He was very visible with his sash and his roller skates.
You know, look, because I know Patrick, I know how much you love Olivia, and I know what a big fan you are of her music.
Xanadu.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. That was a very big influence as well.
Did you have a big boombox over your shoulder, and were you rolling around with Xanadu?
No, I tried to go in my knees and clap my hands, but it didn't really work. The balance was not good enough
yet. I wonder how many people that are listening actually have any idea that he's referencing Xanadu constantly.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful movie. Of course, it is.
One of the best.
And you know what I love the most? It's the place where dreams come true. And you know, Melbourne is a little bit like this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Melbourne is definitely a place where dreams come true.
Yeah, yeah.
So what reaction have you had for being Mr. Vic Bears, Mr. Australasian Bear from people in Australia? Has there been any change, you personally, from before the contest to now?
Well, except that I'm more positive in, you know, in things and stop being putting negative things out, statements and this stuff. Actually, I'm just same Patrick next door. And I think that's very important as well. Don't change because, you know, some people, they will change because of a sash or a title or things. And you know what? It doesn't make you a better person because you are still the same person like you was for a year ago. And I'm very happy I stayed like I am right now, still the same Patrick next door.
Heart-melting Patrick.
Yeah, always happy to go and catch up with people for a drink.
It's so sweet. Yeah.
Exactly. We will be back with more Woods. You're on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the
middle of this tightrope. Big Bear Mark, Just James, and of course Mr. Australasian Bear and Mr. Vic Bear currently for one more night. Patrick is in the studio. James, I have to remind people, we do have a Facebook page.
We do indeed.
So if you want to get in contact with us for any reason at all, you are more than welcome to do so. Go to The Woods on Joy 94.9, which is our Facebook page.
Yep.
And you can always do a private message to us and let us know if you want to hear a topic, if you think someone might be good for to come on and talk on the show.
What a good idea.
If you're international, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had a few
messages from
international.
Yep.
And so we'd really love to hear from you. So go to the Facebook page, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if you look like Matt Albert, even better.
Oh, God,
come and visit.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do a follow-up interview with Matt Alber, I reckon.
Can I come?
Well, we talk to him on the phone, but yeah. Oh, okay. It's like we don't see him in person.
I want to see him in person. Let's get him
I'd
here.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Do you know who Matt Alber is, Patrick?
He's almost as good looking as you, Patrick.
Yeah, he's almost.
Yeah, I just want to say, you have me here, James.
Well, this is
oh,
true.
Yeah, that's right.
This is true.
Matt who? Okay.
Matt Gerber? No, that's
exactly.
Not right.
Talking about international reaction, Patrick, I'd love to hear about, have you had a reaction from other bears from overseas or other sash bears from overseas?
Many reactions and many new friends as well. Yeah, after I won Mr. Australasia, I got so many messages from a lot of America and also many from Europe. And they took me in the group of bears in Europe. Yeah, and they're like all the sash bears from France, from Belgium, Germany, Austria as well. Italy, so everywhere.
So we had two Austrian bears.
Yeah. It's always very funny. And I was very surprised because when I was back in Austria, I had not really so much to do with the bear community because I was just in a little town and didn't have the connections. And and they found out about me, and then they said, oh, you have to come to our Facebook site, and we want to be in contact with you, because we are very interested about Australia bear community. And the representatives from all those countries in Europe, they catch up regular, go to Christmas markets, go to other events together, and just look that they can... Yeah, go into the community so often than they can together.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's so many bear runs in Europe that, and it, literally almost every country has a Mr. a Bear
title.
So, yeah, and because Europe, it's not that huge, really, when you think about it. It's easier to get around.
It's a lot easier to get around. And, I asked them, hey, guys, why are you not coming down to Melbourne for Australasia? Because we would be really happy to have you down here. And
I'll be happy to come up there too, sister.
Yeah, and, yeah, of course. And they said, oh, we would love to. But the thing is always, Australia is a very, very long way away.
Yeah.
But they said, if we will come, if I have time, I definitely will give you a call and we will come and organize something, but because they're really great people, very nice guys.
That's great.
Yeah, but also for everyone who is in the bear community and loves the bears, just get in touch when you go overseas because they're really happy to show you around. And like what I saw, they love Australians and New Zealanders, so they really would be happy to have you up in Europe.
And are you willing to lend them your sash so they can pretend?
No.
There was no hesitation in that, was there? Not for a nanosecond. No, you can't have my sash.
The sash is going
sash is
nowhere.
Hands off my sash.
Yeah.
And the one of the other things I saw you in this year, MCV put out a list of influential LGBTI people to look out for in 2017.
Yes.
And you were on the list.
Ooh.
I couldn't believe it. Seriously, I couldn't believe it. It made me so proud, very proud. And I'm still happy about it, and I try my best. But like I said, I don't try to be changing or anything. I just try to be the Patrick I am right now. Try to make the people more smile and make a joke in it that they can laugh, because that's what I think what we need.
And make lots of pastries and cakes.
Of course. I mean, that makes people happy as well. Chocolate helps. It's medicine.
Yeah, it does.
Now, did you
helps me.
Did you enter a pastry and cake in the cake competition up at Dalesford when you went up for... the competition up there?
I was working at this weekend, but I made a cake for the Wick Bears, and my mates for the Wick Bears, they represented the cake pretty good, I guess.
Did you win?
No, I didn't.
What happened?
Corruption.
That's amazing.
You didn't pay the right people.
It's not about winning. It's to have the fun.
That's the taking part.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's taking a slice. And if it's one of your cakes, it doesn't matter whether you win or not.
Yeah,
just give me a piece of the golden cake.
Yeah. I've tasted Patrick's cakes before.
Have you now?
Oh, I have. I've had a very nice... they're very nice,
We had a den night where I had a little cake boot, isn't it?
That's
the lake.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
A cake boot.
Yeah, so everyone could have a cake.
All right.
And a kiss.
I had
some of them.
Yeah, I had a cake and a kiss and some creamy filling.
Was it?
That was lovely.
Innuendo. Was it something you could take to spit and polish maybe and get licked?
Well, we can talk about everything, yeah. Like I said on the stage once, I'm open for everything.
Oh.
As long as I don't end up in hospital.
As long as you don't touch my sack.
And this.
Now, something else that happened to you this year.
Yeah.
And it's a personal thing. Did you find love this year by
any chance? I did find love, yeah.
So
my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did found love, my neighbor. Very happy in love now, nearly a year now.
It's just a saying, you know, love thy neighbor. You can't go around loving them all.
No, that's true.
So yeah. Tell us how this happened. Tell us how it developed.
Well,
what was the romantic story?
Both very handsome bears was alone in bed and chatting and asked, let's catch up for coffee. And, you know, you don't know what, maybe something more. And then, yeah, and we had a beautiful night, a lot of conversation, and then we just, after this, I have to say, because I'm very difficult. If I like someone, and he's my neighbor as well, so it's just a few walks away. So I'm just standing every day in front of the door and knocking on the door and say, can we have breakfast? Can we have lunch? Can we have dinner? Can we go to the movies? So, yeah.
That's called stalking.
It was.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah,
clearly.
It worked.
Clearly,
yeah.
Someone doesn't mind being stalked.
Someone just said, well, if I let you in, are you going and watch television and you'll be quiet for the next 2 hours? I am.
Congratulations, Patrick. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
It's becoming warmer, and the bears are keen to shed their thick winter coats. Some cubs, seems, are particularly suitable for rubbing. Bears have their favourites and will travel long distances to visit them. Some itches just have to be scratched.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Big Bear Mark, Just James and Patrick, Mr. Australasian Bear and Mr. Vic Bears for one more night, Patrick.
One more night.
Now, we actually did talk about your advice to the contestants about the contest, but what about if they win? What's your advice to them if they actually win the contest? What should they do? What should they look out for? Is there pitfalls? Is there highlights that you should aim for? What should they do if they win?
I will say the first thing, stay positive and make people smile and laugh, like what I always say, because I just think that's the power. Share love, share happiness, and just support. But also, if you have connections with people, if you can make something, if you can organize fundraisers, or you can do something else, just do whatever you can do. But yeah, I think the most important thing is people look at you because you are a representative. Just try to be a good example. Help the woman out from the tram, the older lady with the shopping bags and everything. Or just
careful you don't get whacked.
Yeah, no, helping. But also, just, you know, just look around, because there are many people who just look sometimes for a good chat, who wants to be not alone. And that means the world to them when you just go to them and just let them know, you know what, you're not alone, I'm here.
And one of the things, as a host, I have seen over the years, and I love this, is that you form a bond with the other contestants from the other states when you go to Mr. Australasian Bear. So one of my recommendations is, if you win Mr. Vic Bears, immediately start reaching out to the other Mr. Bears around Australia.
Yes.
And really, I mean, I know that Erin did this. I know that you did this.
Something Patrick was very good at was reaching out and contacting people. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and touching, and we'll talk about the restraining order later. But
AVOs.
I highly recommend whoever wins, get in touch with your fellow contestants. It makes for amazing Australasian Bear contest.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you already know the people.
Yep.
So please do that.
And also, it's, you know, you really build a bond. They are like your little family as well.
They're because still, bear brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Because with Chris from Sydney, I'm still very close and good friends. And sometimes with Dory from New Zealand, we are chatting as well. And Bruce Bears, I really love him. Can we as well talk with each other? And yeah, I heard some rumors. Yeah, he maybe moves.
Down to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, it is an attractive place to live.
It is. It's just a place to be. It is, really.
Exactly.
Melbourne is very
accepting.
There
are other beautiful places as well. Let's not be too Melbourneitis.
Well, that's true. We love everywhere around the world. But this
we love Melbourne special.
Exactly. And this is The Wood coming from Joy Studios in Melbourne. You're on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
And we didn't do the...
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know that happened.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. But talking about podcasts, look, we got some really interesting news this week.
We did.
I want to have say a big thank you to all our listeners and all the people who download our podcasts.
Which is a lot.
It's a lot.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, last month, in December, I think we had just over 1,000 people download our podcasts.
Wow.
And
that's enormous.
We are regularly, and when I say regularly, I mean over the last 6 months to a year.
Yep.
We are the number 3 podcast at Joy.
That's fairly
which
consistent.
Is amazing.
It's really good.
We're only beat by, I think it's Saturday Magazine and the Archives or something.
The Archives is
kind
of expected,
but,
really.
But we have actually overtaken Hide and Seek. Sorry, guys. And but we want, if you're listening via podcast, thank you very, very much indeed. And look, the other great thing we got a message in from the lovely Rob McLean. Robert McLean.
We talked about him last week, didn't we?
We did talk about him
the chap
last
week. Gone to Scotland.
To Dundee.
Indeed.
Yes. I'll read it out. So he says, "Hey guys, so loved the shout out last week. And yes, I did hear the Scottish episode.
The one you're so ashamed of,
I'm
Mark.
Ashamed of it, yes.
That's nor how you make parties.
Oh, don't do it. but a big happy Australia Day to you guys and the guys at the Woods from the sunny -1 degrees. Dundee, LOL. Hello to the handsome and ever lovely Patrick. A quick question, is there a Mr. London Bear comp? And he said he'll be cheering on Robbie from Dundee and sending him all his
That's
love.
That's lovely.
That's lovely.
What a nice message.
And look, I believe, Patrick, there isn't a Mr. London Bear, is there?
Yeah, just ask my bears in Europe. They said no, sadly not.
No Mr. Bear London.
No, Mr. Bear London. No, look,
That's something that we need to get them to do.
Yeah.
We need to promote that.
I believe there was
You've
a...
You've still got 24 hours, Patrick. Get on it.
And I just got another message from Mr. Bear Luxembourg. He said, say hello to all of us.
From Luxembourg.
Yeah, from Luxembourg.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Luxembourg, and all the Mr. Bears in Europe. That's fantastic.
Hello, Luxembourg. Can we have your scores, please? Is that how it goes, Mark?
Yes. Well, we are all big Eurovision fans in the room as well.
We certainly are.
And, of course, we have compared Patrick to Conchita more than once.
Many, many times.
very, very true. Now, look, obviously Mr. Vic Bears is a competition, and... we talked about this last week a little bit about how it draws comparisons to beauty contests.
Yep.
Now,
and the pros and cons.
And the pros and cons. Now, you've found a few pros and cons.
Yeah, I did. I had a look, and there were a few things that came up. And starting with the cons, Patrick, I'd be interested in, you know, join in and give us your thoughts on this. The cons about these kinds of things are that they can damage self-esteem, and that they're getting more and more extreme. That you know, the pageants, especially when you think about the act, because there is an act, isn't there, that you guys have to do, and it's getting more and more radical and possibly more and more risque, which is maybe not a bad thing, but how far do we go, and is there a limit? What do you think?
There are many things which are going on because, you know, you are just a person, go on stage and talk into the crowd where many, many people are, over 100 people, and you always are worried about things what you say.
Yeah, people do worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that makes you very nervous, and also when you prepare for something, like especially for your fantasy show, talent show or something... You, it brings you on the you know, on the edge of your nerves.
Yeah, and was that expensive? I mean, did it cost you money?
It does
to do
cost
that?
Cost money. Yeah,
that's another
everything.
One of the criticisms. Yeah, is exactly. That those things cost.
Yeah,
money.
I mean, there are a few eggs which you can make with less money, but some eggs just cost more money and yeah. The others less.
And sometimes, you know, with on the negative side, it might be that the act comes down to who can afford the most outrageous, the most technological, or the most glamorous.
Yeah, but I think our community in the bear scene is more like you don't have to show off with things because people like it more naturally and more the really the creative way to do things. And
I just had a mental picture of your natural bum there.
The Black Forest.
We call that the Black Forest, exactly. Yeah.
Other comments are things like the potential damage to someone's mental health, loss of confidence for people who lose, and also that we're promoting unhealthy ideals, that, you know, the physique, you know, the stereotypes. Are they good things? What do you think?
The stereotypes? I don't like really the stereotypes because I just think... everyone is just beautiful how he is.
Yeah,
or she is. It doesn't matter.
But do you think the pageants promote that kind of idea that you've got to have a particular look?
No, I don't think so.
You've got to be a big hairy man to win. Well,
I mean, there will be probably pageants out there which are, you know, the look is very important.
Yeah.
But I really, really think that it's more the personality.
Yeah, true.
Because I said it to many people also when I'm going and looking out for a date. What I want with a beautiful, amazing, handsome man, then, you know, you can't have a conversation.
Yeah. I just want to run quickly through the pros, because I don't want to end on the cons. That they help build confidence, that they teach some discipline, they promote interpersonal communication skills, that they build character, they foster the ability to set goals and ambitions, and they raise the profile of both the individual and bear community. We've kind of talked about that a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Your profile's been raised significantly.
Yeah. But also the people which come into your life, new people, makes you really happy.
Yeah, and look, it's not only the winner. I mean, look at what it did for Cam.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about that last week, even coming runner-up, he just blossomed into the bear community, and look what he's doing these days. He's hosting tomorrow night with me, so it really has done wonders for him too.
And I think there are charities, sorry Patrick, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I think there are charities that gain from it as well, aren't there?
Yeah, and what we should not forget about, and also the people who stand tomorrow on the stage, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, just have fun.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I keep saying this. I said it to Robbie when he told me he was entering.
He did.
Don't go into this expecting to win.
Yeah.
Go in expecting to have fun. If you win, it's a bonus.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's a great bonus, but don't go into it expecting to win. That way you only get disappointed.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
And it's a great... I mean, it is, like you said, it's a great piece of fun. And it's... the lead gets packed. The place gets packed. So it's a really good night out. It's a good way to meet people, too.
Exactly. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, you are on The Woods with Big Bear Mark, Just James, and Patrick, who is Mr. Australian Bear, and for one more night, Mr. Vic Bear. Look, we've got to quickly say goodbye. I want to point out tomorrow morning for breakfast between 6:30 and 9 o'clock, Bear Curious Dean is up with the lovely Rachel from Spirit Lounge, and they will be doing the breakfast show tomorrow. That's why he's not here tonight. Hi, Dean. Also, tomorrow night, look out for James in the crowd.
Indeed.
Because you'll be going around doing some vox pops for The Woods.
I will indeed.
So if you see James, go up and have a chat to him and you can be on the radio. The other people I just want to say hello to, obviously, Brecky Bears Monday at 6:30 to 9 o'clock with Luke. On Sunday is Pride Day. Hopefully we'll all see you there. Look out for myself and Luke and Rachel and Dean, because we'll all be doing on-the-street reporting for Joy 94.9 from the parade route. So if you see us, come up and say hello, and we'll get you on the radio. How about that? That's
sounds
cool.
Pretty good.
I want to say very much thank you to Mr. Vic Bears. I have to say that just one more time. Mr. Vic Bears, 2016.
Thank you,
Patrick, for coming in tonight.
The gorgeous, and Patrick.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night when you crown or sash the new Mr. Vic Bears tomorrow night.
I can't wait, yes.
It's going to be fantastic.
It will be.
This has been The Woods. Woof. Grrr.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grrr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.